You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio. Here's the number. 1-866-405-8405. On the other end of that phone there is Judy Francis. She's screening your calls for Dr. Debbie and dog father Joey Volmani. We have Lori Brooks in the newsroom. Welcome. If we've never talked to you before, call. Say hello. Because I don't know your number. You know my number. So that's how that works. And if you have a problem with your animals, we can also help you. Because that's what we do. That's how we roll here at Animal Radio. This hour, Dr. Marty Becker is back with the top three things to calm pet allergies. Ladybug's going through a little allergy thing herself.
I know. It just seems to be the season. It seems like a lot of dogs are.
Yeah, we have our own problems here, too. This last few weeks, we've been bringing you some great items, new items to the pet world. Well, as we've mentioned, it's a $60 billion a year industry. There's lots of people vying for your attention on the shelves in your local pet store. And we just heard about the GPS systems that are available. There's so many now. And we have a list over at the Animal Radio website if you want to see a comprehensive list of what is available now GPS-wise. A bowl came in this week. This is a watering bowl.
It got my attention.
Yeah, it sure did. It's especially helpful if you travel. And we're going to be giving one away in just a couple of seconds here. It's called the Taurus Watering Bowl. And we have Kim Goldsworthy joining us from New Zealand?
Yes, from New Zealand. Good morning from me in New Zealand.
What time is it?
It is 10 to 8 in the morning.
Oh, well, it's not that early.
Tomorrow.
Okay, at that time, there's usually drool on my pillow. But thank you so much for waking up this morning to tell us about the Taurus watering bowl. What makes this bowl so different from any other watering bowl?
I think we get so much feedback about this bowl, and I think one of the key things is it obviously has two reservoirs. One is where the water is actually drunk out by the pet, and the other is the storage reservoir. So it's actually storing, in the large bowl, up to 2 litres of water. So because it stores so much water and it's not getting any particles or it's not getting dirty, it means that pet parents like me don't have to constantly remember to fill up the bowl with water, and I know that my pet's drinking filtered, clean water, and it's having as much water as it wants simply because it automatically dispenses the water from the storage reservoir into the drinking well without batteries or power source.
So is this a travel device, or is it something that we have at home that we'd use regularly?
For me, it's both, and for most of our pet parents, it's absolutely both. I had transition it from home into the car. I take it when I take the dog down to the beach or to the park or to see a buddy or we're traveling. I actually put it in the back of the car and I can leave it on dispense. So because it's got that lockable function, the water is locked inside those reservoir walls. You turn it back to dispense the water, and you can be at the beach and your pet can be drinking fresh water. You can be in the back of the car doing a traveling somewhere, and your pet's got fresh water wherever they are.
Now, I see there's a filter in it, a carbon filter?
Yeah, there's a carbon filter in there, and the water goes through the carbon filter, and that just removes any impurities that might be from the municipal water supply, keeping that water nice and clean.
Yeah, and you said no batteries. Doesn't require any electronics?
Doesn't require any batteries whatsoever. I call it woman's ingenuity, but
Well, now, did you invent this?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately, the inventor passed before he saw the product come to fruition.
Oh, that's too bad.
Which is really sad, but I'm sure he would be very proud because in the last year we've just gone from distributing it from two countries to 16 around the world.
I think it's a great bowl. I like the fact that they drink it and there's only so much amount of water in the reservoir, and as they drink it, it fills back up.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it doesn't overflow, and then I can dump it and lock it and still have water for the next time, and it won't spill in my car. Those collapsible bowls, those, you know, are kind of handy, but then you got to dump the water out. They spill in the car. There's no way you got to have a water bottle with water and then the bowl, and this you can have all in one. Fill it before you leave.
Yep.
We do have pet owners saying to us that they think their pets are drinking a lot more because they see it as a game because the bowl doesn't seem to empty. And I know you're moving into summer there. It's getting hotter. It's really, really important for pets to be hydrated, regardless of where they are and regardless of their age or activity, what food they're on, whether they're on dry food, wet food, or even if they're on medications. The importance of keeping your pets hydrated in any season, but in particular summer, it's just so important for their health and well-being.
Now, I have the large size in front of me, and this holds 2 liters of water?
Yeah, it's a lot of water. And it's very European styling. It's got these wonderful grips on the bottom. I don't know about you. I like my house nice and tidy, and I yep. don't like lots of mess. Because it fills to quite a low level, about a third of the actual well with the grips on the bottom, there seems to be a lot less mess to clean up.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't seem to move around. I've got 2 very boisterous children who run around the house, and the bowl just sits beautifully in its place because of those ergonomic grips. And we actually asked everybody what colour bowl they would like. Lo and behold, it was pink.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do that one.
I have a blue one here today that I'm going to give out a toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. If you're not lucky enough to get through, where can people pick this up?
We're actually in discussions with a lot of chains at the moment, but it's readily available on Amazon.com.
Okay, we'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at AnimalRadio.com. Kim Goldsworthy joining us. Thank you so much for bringing this beautiful piece of, and I got to say, it's not only functional, but it is a very beautiful
yes,
piece.
It looks it nice.
Is, yes, we're very proud of it down in New Zealand.
You should be. I'll let you get back to sleep now, okay?
Thank you very much.